Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. This is the Hagman Report for today. It is Wednesday, the 28th day of April, 2021. And with me today, we got a couple of program scheduled changes. Today is going to be Steve Quayle. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, gen6.com, is going to be with me today. And then tomorrow, TBA to be announced. And then Friday, the first hour is going to be Dr. Richard Proctor, second hour of Austin Brower. I'm going to be going over certain things. And of course, yesterday, folks, if you haven't done so already, the first hour from yesterday, you've got to watch the first hour. Sam Andrews and, David Callahan. You know, it's, we are to the point now where we know what the left, the enemies of the people, the enemies of you and I, we know what they're planning. We know what they're going to do. The left, the political left, the globalists, the, really the people who want to kill us all. And I mean that, kill us all. You know, people say, well, they're coming for your guns. They're coming for this, your food, your beef, your hamburgers. Okay. No, they're coming for you. All right. It's just plain and simple. And I think the more people that realize the danger that we're in, the better. And everything that people had once said, well, that's just conspiracy. You know, that's just a conspiracy, a bunch of conspiracy nonsense. Oh, really? Oh, really? Okay. Really? Hang on just 1 second. This just in prep for Steve Quayle. I'm not sure if I can read this. Oh my goodness. All right. If you can, Eric the Tech, if you can go to, hang on a minute, folks, just entertain yourselves. I'm going to forward this to you. All right. I'm not sure which keyboard to use here. All right. So here, oh wait, that didn't. Okay. Well, you have to scroll down in the forward. Okay. You'll see. I hope you'll see. All right. Busy day today, folks. Busy day. The book, my book In the Dark of Night, will be available on Amazon. And then, of course, the, soon in a couple of days. And then the, actual books when I get them here, after everything is done, proof, of course, will be sent out to you, or you can order it, here if you want an autographed copy or whatever you want. That's really a nightmare. I gotta tell you, the whole process is a nightmare. I want to thank Daniel Holdings for everything he's done, Eric for everything he's done, to make that book a reality. So it's about 450 pages, and I'll tell you what, it's a page turner. That's for sure. It's an easy read. I hit you with the schedule, the book, as well. Folks, you know what? Pray for Russ Dizdar. Okay. Just pray for him. You know, we are all under spiritual attack. And, some more than others. If you're in the process of fighting the hellions, I don't know, the people, really the demonic forces, my goodness. And when you put yourself out there, you really get attacked. So, just pray for Russ Dizdar. All right. Because just do it. If you don't mind, I don't want to sound stupid, but, it's just, you know, there's just a lot of, just a lot of stuff going on. All right. Hang on 1 second here. Let me pull this up. See if I could. Did you happen to get that? Okay. All right. We're going to put this on the screen, if you don't mind. And, I'm going to read from this. I'm going to cite from this. Steve sent this to me just minutes before airtime here. And I want to, by the way, I want to welcome all the listeners from Global Star Radio Network, from all the platforms, including Rumble, Brighteon. Please, folks, do me a favor. Subscribe to Rumble. Subscribe to Brighteon, either one or both. And hit us with a Rumble, okay? You know, with thumbs up, positive, plus Rumble, whatever you call that. Do that, please. Because it's, you know, it does raise, in this era of censorship, it raises our, I don't know. It raises our visibility. I say that. I just want to make sure you folks understand that. We are fighting this censorship tooth and nail. And, in order to prevail on this, we really need that, we need the, visibility. All right. I'm going to try to muddle through this. Okay. Because frankly, it's not coming through on the, on my screen, as well as you folks watching this can see this. But then I lose the instructions. Hang on a second here. All right. There it is. All right. So let me read this for you. It's posted on stevequayle.com. That's stevequayle.com. Declare unto your nation this word. I'm going to cite from this, starting with paragraph 3. For yet in a little while, your country will see the judgment of the Almighty upon its idols. I will punish America, and yet for my great name's sake will I deliver those whose hearts have stayed upon me and who cry for my deliverance. Every aspect of your lives will change. Your children will be brought up in a totally different world, and they will not remember that which came before them. Daily Satan steals the souls of thousands as your children listen to the melody of madness and the music of their day. Satan knows the power of music and beckons your loved ones with the lullaby of perdition. When Israel burned their children in the arms of Moloch and sacrificed to idols, I sent them into captivity and punished them severely. Yet each day, my heritage, your children are being swept away, their hearts stolen, their lives destroyed, while they remain in the womb. The government of your land worships at the altars of Mammon. The evil they do is an affront to my righteousness and an attack on my throne, and now hear their judgment. In one day, I will bring down their financial system. The entire world will stand in awe. The politicians will run to and fro, unable to do anything to stop the onslaught of my judgment. Better gods than ours. Running to and fro, it's called dodging the 223 or 556. No country will come, or your country will come to a virtual standstill. No planes will fly, no trains will run, no trucks will run. As food runs out, millions will flee the cities as drought and famine begin to take hold. Total chaos will ensue. Panic will break forth, and there will be much death and sorrow. As those who fall in the city die, plague will break forth, and pestilence will follow. Millions will wander your highways and byways searching for food just to continue living. The wild beasts and the tribes of man will pursue the attack and take away even that little which those fleeing do possess. All right, that's citing from paragraphs 3, 4, and 5 of this particular entry on Steve Quayle at stevequayle.com. Folks, go there, of course, and there it is. Without further ado, let's get right into it. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you, and thank you for reading it. And I think it's important to understand that was given 28 years ago. And what jumped out at me, God bless you, Matt, for reminding me of my own prophecy from 28 years ago, the date was June 27th of, 1992. Now, why this is problematic and interesting is because I've been telling everybody that the Extinction Protocols Conference would take place. And it would be so time sensitive this year that, and I think I said the word immediately, within days, I guess is a better way to say it. And, you know, it's over on a Saturday, so starting the following Monday, things are going to kick into the most deleterious and dangerous mode that's ever happened. And that's why the Extinction Protocols Conference is so important. I want people to understand something. I'm in the process of verifying and validating something that, and I have not done it yet due to time differences between me, Europe, and also Asia. I'm in Montana. But covert intelligence, this is from Hal Turner's site. By the way, he's okay. He was taken to the hospital. Actually drove himself there, or somebody drove him, and he thought he was having a second heart attack. They kept him in for probably close to, I don't know, 6-7 hours. Yeah, and he, you know, he's okay now. Again, the attack that's on men of God is overwhelming. Now, as soon as I'm done with this, Doug, I want to pray for Russ on the air. But here's what Hal said, and it's important, okay, that he's getting information. I'm going to read it word for word because it's for his subscribers only. But the gist of it is airline executives are preparing and being told to prepare for a total airline shutdown in June. I'm seeking confirmation on that. But as Matt drew my attention to it, he basically said, no planes, no trains. And what's happening is a total shutdown. Now we're hearing of gas shortages. I'm going to leave that. Hal is ahead of time. And to those, you know, take your arguments, your complaints, take them to the throne of reality. That's God's ultimate word. And quit criticizing everybody that's trying to give you a heads up on your life. If I had my way, I'd just, in essence, say, you made your decision, go away. But God gives you the last moment to make your decision. So, Doug, when I gave that word, wrote it down quite candidly, it was 28 years ago, June 27th. Everything I'm getting about the currency reset, the day our literally we wake up overnight and everything's different. Everything's different. And what's interesting about that is Nathan Rothschild, who's no that name is no what would you say? It's not lost on the community that knows the power behind the money and the money brokers of the world, the House of Rothschild, the House of Rockefeller, and others now. But the point is that he sent a cryptic, I believe, his Twitter message, and I'm not on Twitter. Somebody sent it to me. And he was showing, he made this statement. Imagine one night everything changes. And the next tweet, you know, was basically a statement talking, and wasn't even a statement, forgive me. It was a picture of gold bullion, okay? What that's telling me is the global reset. And what the prophecy stated was in 1 hour, God's going to bring the entire financial system down in the United States. Now, he understands all the manipulations and all of the machinations of the evil one. But I want people to try and grasp this. No planes, no trains. There'll be nothing in the stores. There'll be no shipments. And history will either prove this right or, you know, basically, I'll be wrong. But 28 years ago, none of this stuff was on anybody's horizon. And I didn't sit around just saying, oh, God, give me a word. These things came to me, and I used to put the time even sometimes early in the morning, and all the Lord would say, get up and write what I tell you to write. And I haven't been doing this. So you guys know, I'm not an every other day, every other word. I don't do that stuff. But I can say this, that he who the living God determines the end of a thing at the beginning of a thing is the only one that could have given this to me. And people, go ahead and take it to the Lord in prayer. If this is a true word of God, then everything makes sense that you're seeing now. And I did a podcast, I guess, with Dave Hodges, and he's put it up today, Doug. And the gist of it is everything we've known, the America we've known, is over. And I think people are trying to raise a cadaver, a shell, an empty shell, no spirit of the living God in the shell, by thinking that somehow the white hats, and I think the white hats, I think, as you know, Q Anonymous, I think it's all bullshit. B-U-L-L-S-H-E-E-T. I'd like to even be more explicit than that, but I think the word bullsheet, bull, the lie, sheet, the cover-up, says it well. Now, here's what the last of that June 27, 1992 prophecy says, and then we'll get into some stuff today that should shock everybody. You think that Doug is being premature and warning you of the war that's against you? You think that all of the alt-news people aren't trying to basically, if you will, scream the last warnings, the last alerts? We know the day is our voices are silenced. And when that day comes, everything that you've known, that you should have done, you wish you would have done, you could have done, and you'll regret not doing, will come into focus. And just like the realization, for those who are in heaven, it's glorious. My work on earth is done. I behold the glory of God. I see the most magnificent sights that eyes can't even behold, because when you get your heavenly body, you have heavenly senses, smells that are so beyond glorious, sounds of all creation, the flowers singing praises to God, waterfalls of life, every molecule, every atom, every spiritual essence, all giving glory to God, and you're in his presence for eternity. That's the righteous. But to the damned, instantly you know it's forever. There's no escape. You don't have to worry. You don't have to argue. No one will be there to try and convince you otherwise. You'll know that you know that you know. Now, here was the last paragraph of this prophecy. It's on my website, prophetic words given to me over the years. That's a lot of years, you guys. Stand therefore, my children, in holiness, obedience, and gratefulness, and watch through the eyes of a repentant heart the great things that the Lord God of heaven will do on your behalf if you will turn from your wicked ways, putting away the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. Excuse me. By me, shepherds become kings, God speaking. Housewives become warriors. The vilest are set free. That would be me. Through forgiveness, you have only to call on me with all your heart. I am the Lord God, your deliverer, and will not forsake you. Now, there is an authority that comes with that word, not because I say it. People said, why when I read that, does it sound so different? I said, because all I get to be was basically a stenographer. And I think, Doug, where we're at right now is so critical. The reason the war in Ukraine has not taken place yet, and I'm going to talk about some of those things going on, because the spring has to clear, the air political climate has to clear, and as you and I are speaking today on the, 28th of April, going in tomorrow morning, things are happening on a minute-by-minute basis. Most people, if you believe that you're hearing the truth about what's going on with Israel and Iran, you're not. The only way I can say differently is because I'm being made aware of it. If most of the people think that our Defense Department is up on top of things, I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to read to you one of the most heartbreaking, absolute insane statements ever made in the history of the United States Defense Department by the current Secretary of Defense. And this is really problematic, Doug, because in essence, the globalists want the U.S. military destroyed. So anybody who's loyal, anybody who's a patriot, anybody who believes in the country that was is taken out and destroyed. In its place, they want an army, no longer an international army, but they want a local army to make war on the people. Ladies and gentlemen, please watch this happening. Watch it happening before your very eyes. Watch that even servicemen are being recorded as saying, we're not going to take this shot. I think Marines are resisting in a majority of the Marine. God bless the Marine Corps. Because think about how insidious this is, Doug. You could take over a country by basically having your generals. I'm talking about treachery, treason. I'm talking about betrayal. You can have people on your payroll. And by the way, that's what the United States did to the Iraqi generals and the Iraqi politicians We bought their allegiance and their lack of returning fire in many of the cases. So I want to read this, and I think this is, if you ask me, what's the most provocative, the most, what would I say, dead statement of a dying nation, or maybe the dying statements of a dead nation, it would be this. It would be the statement that was made by the head of the, you know, U.S. Defense Department, and it's absolutely absurd that people would listen to this guy. Now, are you aware, Doug, of the what I'm talking about?
Yes, but please explain with more specificity exactly what you're talking about. I mean, there's so much going on right now. I mean, you've got – I just want to just toss this in here kind of in the mixing bowl. Of course, there's the attack on our military by way of this genetically modified shot, jab, or whatever to force that. But that's not happening at the moment. But hold on. There's also an attack on our military by the LGBTQ activists and the woke, people, all right, to really lower the effectiveness of our military. There's an attack from within by people like John Kerry, who spilling secrets to Iran, throwing Israel under the bus. There's Chinese, there's a war strategy going on between U.S. Israel or U.S. Australia, possibly against watching for the Chinese and the Russians. And then there's the Russian threat and the Chinese threat to the United States. So pick one. I mean, yes. I mean, so I guess that's the larger view. I don't know if that even touches on what you're saying, but all of this is, part of what you're talking about.
Yeah, it is. It's national insanity. And the title of the article is "The Pentagon Adopts New Winning Isn't Everything Motto." Excuse me? The Pentagon adopts the new "winning isn't everything" motto. I'm calling this the Thelma and Louise over the edge article because I gotta read this, Doug. It took my breath away. Not because, I mean, can anything be more? Should you change the name of the Defense Department? And all of you generals and all of you military guys, this should make you as furious as you could ever be. Listen to the title. After decades of war, and the title, "The Pentagon Adopts New Winning Isn't Everything" motto. After decades of wars in which decisive victory and a coherent purpose were often elusive, the Department of Defense announcement it has adopted a new motto, "Winning Isn't Everything." That just throws out the entire understanding of war and prevention of war and strength, peace through strength. This is the most acquiescent, kiss the ass of the devil, embrace the cauldrons of hell article I've ever read in my life. Now, listen to this. Moving forward, it's important for us to try and enjoy the process rather than focus on the outcome of international conflict. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said at a Pentagon press conference, "You win some, you lose some. At the end of the day, we can go home with our heads held high knowing that at least we tried. Not if they cut your head off, not if they've blown your head off, and they've taken out the United States of America. That guy should be completely removed instantly, in my opinion." Now listen to this. Remember who put the military leaders in. These are not the generals like General Flynn. These are not the guys like General McInerney. These are not the men who were fighting for the country. This is not General Patton. This is not anybody of historic relevance. This is not any of the military guys that led, effective campaigns. If I were sitting in Moscow or Beijing, I'd be dancing. Are you kidding me? Moving forward, it's important for us to try and enjoy the process rather than focus on the outcome of international conflict. You win some, you lose some. Ladies and gentlemen, guess what? You're the lose some. Because when we're talking about global war, when we're talking about Dave Hodges has explained it. I've explained it. We've talked about it on Doug's show. Chinese war policy, kill every man, woman, and child in the United States. Excuse me. Now, here's the Thelma and Louise statement, the movie when they're driving, they're being pursued by law enforcement, and they decide rather than surrender, they go over the cliff, and it shows them in a convertible going over the cliff. This is a convertible going over the cliff moment. This is a water shed moment. This is the absolute capitulation of the head of the U.S. military saying the most, how should I say this, most psychologically disheartening abandonment of the goal of the military, which is to defend the republic. And it is a republic. Sometimes when you're, quote, Mr. Austin, sometimes when you're cruising down that highway that is war, you just got to lean back, feel the wind in your high and tight. This feel the wind in your high and tight. Those are his words. And try to enjoy the ride. Listen, now here's Mark Milley. It's not about the destination. It's about the journey, man. That's what this new motto means to me. Hypersonic missiles. We've watched EMP weapons be spoken of openly. We've watched the Russians field more, China field 3 battleships in one day. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the capitulation of the West. That's why the very words that came in that prophecy 28 years ago are going to be lived out. You're going to see it. And we're going to talk about this in a way. I just got to read the rest of this article. Doug, this is so astonishing to me. Seriously. There's only one thing faster than a hypersonic missile, and that was how fast I went into orbit when I read this. I was instantly there. The path to creating the model wasn't an easy one. The Pentagon funded a 10-year study and experiment with a number of obviously doomed strategies to refine it. You know what the doomed strategies were? The effective ones. Now they have infective ones, okay? Infected. But in the end, it was a handful of self-help blogs and 1990s sports dramas, listen to this, you guys, that convinced the Pentagon leadership that the U.S. military's best path was to stop stressing about winning and start focusing on living. That means to me that they are totally telling you, hey, it was just about the ride, man. Don't say it, Steve. If this doesn't make you sit up and take notice that no one is coming to your aid except Jesus, and oh, by the way, Jesus, the Pentagon declared war on him. Watch how that works out for them. Self-help blogs. Trillions of dollars in the Defense Department budgets for this, that, and the other thing. And they got to go to blogs? They want a happy feel-good. I got to tell you something. I'm going to call this mushroom madness. I'm not talking about nuclear devices, you know, like mushroom clouds. I'm talking about, man, these guys are getting high with a little help from some mushrooms or something, because you cannot even look at this in a sane or coherent way and believe that we're ready to take on multi-front antagonists, China, Russia. Oh, and by the way, don't forget Venezuela. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, Venezuela is where the majority of Iran's frontline strategic ballistic missiles are. And yes, they have them. People, if you're listening to the old argument, well, we'll never allow Iran to get nuclear weapons. The joke is, look, I knew people that had enough money, you know, 20 years ago, they could buy them. Khan, you know, Dr. Khan of Pakistan. If you were an Arab or hated the United States of America, you could buy anything you wanted. And that literally is true.
Steve, let me just ask you a question here, because what you're talking about, have you seen the roughly one minute recruiting video from Russia that cites our military leadership and how the unbelievable display of exactly what you're talking about? I mean, have you seen that Russian recruitment video?
No, do you have it to put up?
Yeah, with your permission, I'd like to show it to you right now and get your reaction from it.
People need to see it.
All right. We did show this yesterday, folks, but take a look again at this Russian recruitment video. Understand, this is being played in Russia. All right. And none of this is from the Babylon Bee. None of this is from The Onion. This is all real. Go ahead.
Это первый день твоей новой жизни. То, что было вчера, вопросы могут остаться без ответов, но разве ты сможешь потом спокойно спать? Узнать себя, познать границы своих возможностей. К черту границы, ты готов ломать себя до изнеможения. Каждый день здесь боль закаляет.
I am committed to leading in the area of diversity and inclusion.
And we can only be the best when diversity and inclusion is who we are and what we're about every day.
Это ты решил себе что-то доказать. Командир здесь только для того, чтобы ты мог увидеть в нем врага. Потому что без врага нет боя, а без боя нет победы.
Diversity and inclusion must be infused into our training and development program.
Твой зайти, стать лучше, чем он, и вернуться назад победителем. Потому что завтра первый день твоей новой жизни.
We need a vigorous application of the Second Amendment right now.
Absolutely, Doug. I want to finish this. I sent it to Eric just so he can show people that I'm really reading from this. But here's the end, okay? The end statement of the quoting of the Secretary of Nonsense, forget defense, let's call him what he really is, the Secretary of Offense against everything that made this country great. That's my opinion. There's no reason, quoting him, we shouldn't be able to blow each other to smithereens out on the battlefield, then shake hands and have a beer afterward, said Austin. That's just good sportsmanship. In goes the good air, out goes the bad. But see, you know what, Doug? Listen. It's over right now. This is a statement, but listen to this. Military leaders also know that win or lose, we all learn some important lessons. And aside from a few hundred thousand casualties on either side, we all live to fight another day. Yeah, tell that to the people that gave their lives at the Arlington Cemetery. Tell that to all the battlefields where even so many of our wounded and obviously they're dead other places. Tell that to the aviators. Tell that to the men and women that shed their lives for this country. And this guy makes it a joke? Listen, if there isn't a Republican uprising, even if there are any, and look, I don't know if there are, but I'm hoping there are Democrats, that guy should be recalled immediately. Aside from a few hundred thousand casualties on either side, we all live to fight another day, not those who gave their life for freedom. Now, no matter who comes out on top, said Austin, we should all be able to watch our global hegemony crumble, knowing that we did our best. Well, we should all just basically, like, blow everything up. I'm telling you what, there's something not human about that guy. There's almost, you humans, let me put it in my words. If I were a demonic manifestation trying to destroy the camaraderie, the, if you will, and to instill hopelessness, and I was a supernatural evil entity that hated humanity, I'd put these guys into place. What am I saying specifically? In my opinion, this is the categoric surrender of the United States military telling us already what to expect. And listen, let me make this statement. No place in the Bible or in history has perversity under the guise of diversity resulted in anything less than destruction. And brother, now this second rocket of my engine is taking me out of the galaxy. We're trying to get people to understand. Here's the rumors right now. To the best of my ability, the best of Doug's ability, look, we're doing everything we can to give you the most realistic moment realistic moment of information. Can we guarantee 100%? No. But F them. And what I mean by that is those that would continually fight against the truth are either AI programs or they are, how should I say this, enemy agents. If you can see a Russian, what do you say, what would you call that, Doug? A Russian presentation?
A recruitment video, yeah.
Yeah, a recruitment video. And you were to hear the Secretary of Defense, what in reading that, Doug, and you're the analyst, you know, what was your response? Did you think you're on another planet? Is this true? Are these people insane? What was your response?
Well, yeah. I mean, so, yes, to our detriment, you know, we are, attempting to accommodate. I don't even know how to describe this properly, but to our detriment, we are attempting to accommodate a minuscule portion of our population to our peril. I shouldn't say to our peril. And we're doing so under a false pretext. Everyone associated with this is either a liar or a damn liar. And, they're setting us up for all of us to be killed. I mean, this is dangerous for everyone. I don't care who you are. It's dangerous for everyone. So, I mean, Crazy Town? Absolutely. But Crazy Town with a purpose, I think. Crazy Town with an agenda, with an objective. And the objective is take all of us useless Christians, useless, more, you know, morality, holders of morality, off the planet. That's my view. I mean, I don't know how else to describe that.
Well, no, I think your view is accurate. I think that people have got to understand, how do I say this? So we each lose a couple hundred thousand. It's not going to be the case. It's going to be millions. Remember this, you guys. The people that appointed this guy are on record as saying 125 million former Trump voters of 72 categories. Anything other than a communist has got to die. What? And Doug, this is my statement. This is a statement I'm trying to get people to understand. What's so hard to understand about a communist revolution that's already identified, you know, the enemy is anybody than other than them? And what people need to understand is this, too. We've been talking, and I think, Doug, on your show, I don't know how many years ago, you've got a better memory than I do on time, the Deagle Report, when I was the guy that brought it up, and then I was on Alex's show, he went around with it. But very few people even paid attention to that. And it was only when John Deagle, a Rockefeller fellowship and a eugenicist, was, how do I say this, identified as the author of the Deagle Report, to refresh everybody's memory, that is a guy that said by the year 2025, there will only be 100 million Americans. Well, I can understand reading what I just read in fury. But here, I want you to all know this. In the last 96 hours, that thing disappeared, only to reappear, the Deagle Report, and that all references to that were taken out. Now, I'll tell you why that happened, because Doug Casey, in my opinion, one of the smartest, absolutely most brilliant forecasters. Those of you who've been with Doug Casey, I remember subscribing to him the first year he had a newsletter, and this was like 25, 30 years ago. But when he started talking about the Civil War, everything coming, and mentioned the Deagle Report, that gave the Deagle Report credibility beyond what anybody would give to me or Alex or Doug or any Dave Hodges, you know, alt news people. They were the ones that protested, and whoever controls the site, I don't know that, who's in control of the site, took all references, because here's the thing. I believe God's given us every warning. And I ask Christians this, Doug. What more could God say? And I categorically make this statement. The 10 days of darkness. You better get over 10 days of darkness, because if the Russians use, and they've said they will, the weapons of indignation. I want to make it perfectly clear to everyone. The weapons of indignation are high altitude EMP, electromagnetic pulse weapons. And the thing that's important to understand is that 1 second after, by William Forsythe, people know that we go back to the dark ages. So there's a statement going around the internet that I challenge it. Anybody that wants to come on your program with me on the White Hats, who identifies himself not as an anonymous spokesman for, I don't deal with chicken poops, okay? I have to deal with chicken clocks, but I don't want to deal with chicken poops. And tell me, what is the basis and who is the basis and how is that going to happen when nothing, no one, anyone, anywhere sided with the results of the election? When everyone, including everybody from, late night talk show host to the smallest clerk in a vote counting precinct, when everybody had a singular focus. Under no circumstances would Donald Trump be ever allowed into the White House, betrayed by everyone, yet also betraying even his foundational base in the sense that trying to say that, rush the vaccine. Look, here's what I'm saying, Doug, in a nutshell. We're going to have darkness. We already are a morally dark nation. The only light remaining is Christianity, and that's about, and look, those Kingdom Now people, watch how that doesn't work out for them. And I'm going to say something. I never had the freedom to say, you will watch professing Christians go to war with each other at the point of a gun. I said, Lord, I don't want to be in that position. I want to be hidden away in you. I'm going to say it again. You will see wars. I was given information. I don't know who yet. And if I did, I wouldn't use the name because God knows anybody can get sued for anything. But someone who's a major Christian figure in the evangelical community took the Luciferic initiation, pledging his allegiance to Lucifer. When asked, what are you going to do when all the Christians, even the people that follow you, find out? He said, kill them. So when I say what I'm saying to you, what I'm saying to all of us, look at already families are splitting and they're breaking up. One usual member of the family is strong in their faith, the other one isn't. You're seeing the vaccine, which is not a vaccine. It is, in essence, a mutagenic injection designed to destroy the recipient. It cannot even be the V word. Hey, Doug, a whole new era. Now we've got a different V word, Now we've got the Vaccine Chronicles. Before it was the Bejiji Chronicles. People have got to wake up. And here's the thing. Based on what I see, they won't. The few who listen to us, the many who do, those of you who help us, those of you who have supported me, supported Doug, those of you got to understand that we're not playing games. I really have begged the Lord all these years to get me off talk radio. You know how he finally dealt with that? He finally said, Steve, it's easy. You won't have to make the decision. He said, the decision will be made for you. So, Doug, here's what I want to say, too. Ladies and gentlemen, people are asking me about Galileo. This is the satellite that you can go on Doug's website, a satellite phone store. Only go there because people are looking for other deals, and this is the deal that will relate to Galileo. Galileo, and by the way, I will get, Doug will get, we will get, by state, compiled everybody's numbers. I have been in contact with the programmers, really smart guys. I mean, a computer programmer talking to me, I say, just give me the bottom line. And they said, we'll have it all tested, and you can test it on all the recipients of the phone with real alerts in real time. And the answer to that was, well, the end of May. I said, I want it by mid-May. Mid-May. Galileo, when cellular networks go down and the internet access fails, Galileo will keep you informed via the global satellite infrastructure guarantee. Any of you who bought satellite phones from the company or have satellite phones, you'll be If you're signed up, and by I mean signed up, the list of names and numbers are coming to me, coming to Doug. The ones that sign up through Mike Adams will come to Mike Adams, to Alex. We're all, and Dave Hodges, we're all trying to have an access to you so that when everything goes to hell, as long as the satellites stay up. Now, somebody said, well, what happens if the Russians take those out? What happens if the Chinese take those out? They're going to be focusing on military satellites first and foremost. But the bottom line is that this is the last chance we've got to stay in communication. So again, you know, you can go on Doug's website and the special is there. And please, ladies and gentlemen, ponder it. Somebody said, well, I don't have anybody to call. Well, you don't need a satellite phone. I'm serious. Somebody said, why would I want one? I said, your question tells me you don't need one. That's not being harsh or cruel.
That's perfect. That's a perfect response, man.
Yeah. You don't need one. I want people to understand something. The madness of the minute is so superseding the lateness of the hour that I don't even know what happens. Now, what do we go to after the madness of the moment? The seduction of the second? Literally the second? By the way, I just got a text message, you better understand this one I need to read on the air. FBI, I want people to see it, okay, just, there you go. I mean, I can't get it with a screen, but FBI is executing a search warrant upon former New York City mayor and former U.S. Attorney Rudy Giuliani right at this moment. Notice who they're going after, Trump's attorney.
What's the pretext for the search warrant?
I don't know, Doug. I don't know anything, and that's all he knows, okay?
All right.
But if I knew more, I'd tell more. Just responding to that, because you and I have always had a conversation. You've yielded your, 2 hours to me, but the bottom line is that the context, okay, as an investigator, what is the context? What would you imagine the context would be?
Well, one would be what they tell you it is, and the other is the real reason. And I would suspect that what would be said would be some sort of financial issue. And that's what I believe that they would say. It's this big fraud financial deal. But the real reason is, boy needs some payback.
You got it.
Yeah. And you know what? We're all in that position.
Yes. The lights go off, here's the thing. I can't believe that. Here's a little picture I would give. You're brought into an office, and before you are different bullets. Some of them are bronze. Some of them even look gold. Oh, they're just, loaded rounds, and people are looking at them, and some of them have diamonds. Some of them are so seductive. There's something, and you say, I like that pretty one. And they turn to you and say, good, that's the one we're going to kill you with. That is that's a metaphor. That's the only thing that I can liken the people in the United States to, who are in the conservatives, who believe in the Constitution. Look at the military. If they'll make war on the military, they'll use the existing non-white, non-constitutional to make war on us. They're going to bring, listen, this isn't negative. God gave us the last 4 years to repent. Did we repent? Nah. We got excited about the next 4 years. When time runs out, the angel says, and time will be no more. We're not exactly at that point yet, but we're headed there. And the speed of debauchery. I told people, they said, what's the fastest thing? Do you believe that something's faster, speed of light? I said, yeah, in my life, it's called email gossip. Travels at, the speed of light. I want to pray for Russ Dizdar right now. I've learned to pray when the Lord says pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we stand with our brother Russ, and we come against every curse, every cause that has been initiated against him in the occult realm. We come against all evil speaking. We come against all blood sacrifices associated with a curse that's been placed upon him. And Lord, we remind you, Almighty God, that the curse causeless shall not light. In the name of Jesus, through the blood of Jesus, by the authority of the Lamb of God, you said all authority, Lord Jesus, was given to you, and you've given it to us. Boy, Lord, has that not sunk in? But we agree, Lord, worldwide people will hear this prayer, and we agree as touching your servant Russ on earth, that God, you will deliver him, raise him up, and that every curse that has been sent against him would go back to the sender and literally be multiplied. Father, whatever is needed in his body, multiply. Lord, you said he will run and not be weary. And God, he's run the race, but God, it's impossible not to be weary apart from your strength. Father, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke the spirit of death over him. We rebuke the spirit of infirmity over him. In the name of Jesus, we come against it and we minister the spirit of life. Lord, we ask the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the tomb that you would just infuse Russ Dizdar, raise him up in Jesus' name. And Satan and all your curses, the Lord God of heaven rebuke you. The blood of Jesus is against you. And Lord, we cover Russ and Shelley with the blood of Jesus. We ask you, God, in the name of Jesus for a miracle. We ask for your a miracle and a miraculous report. I remind you, Lord, that your word says you are the very present help in the time of his trouble. And we rebuke it off him in Jesus' name, Lord. And God, the Lord hath need of him. It's not his time to go. And again, I say to the spirit of death, be gone in Jesus' name. Lord, we need a baptism of reality on the rest of this show. Only you can open the eyes. Only you can open the people that listen. And Lord, to those who listen to this program with hatred and malice, God, in Jesus' name, break them free of that so they can hear anything if it's not too late for them to come to Jesus. And if it is, Lord, let them go into the night as Judas did. Father, we're at war, and 250 million people's lives hang in the balance. And most people, even the biggest Christian ministries, won't announce it because it might interrupt their cash flow. Well, God, you're about ready to interrupt everybody's cash flow. And I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that the peace of God would so settle in now on the people of God listening to this podcast, listening to this broadcast, and Father, that they would know that God, you said it, and you will live up to your word, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And lo, you are with us even unto the end of the age. So in Jesus' holy and glorious name, we give you praise and thanksgiving, Lord, for ministering to our brother, your servant, Russ, and his wife. And God, in the name of Jesus, we break every hold in your name over them. And Lord, let them walk in total victory from this point forth. Lord, I don't believe anybody has had their mettle tested that I've ever known, Lord. And I've known a lot of people. More so than your servant Russ. Bless him, God. Now I say come from the four winds, O Spirit of God, wherever he is at this moment. And literally, Lord, as David heard the rustling in the mulberry bush, breathe on Russ. Let the Holy Ghost blow open any window, any door, and come upon him, Lord, and raise him up in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So be it.
Steve, if I can ask, because I'm sure undoubtedly we're going to get a lot of questions on this, to add some context to that, can you, to what you feel comfortable, explain why we're praying for Russ? Because I know you're going to get emails asking what's wrong.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. He's under a lot of attack. He's being attacked in his body. He's being attacked in every realm. And that's all I know, Doug.
Okay.
All right. That's all I know. You know? Okay. And again, what's important for people to understand, Bob Mumford, a minister of 50 years ago, funny guy, great guy, had a big impression on my life. He said, the problem with Christians is that we don't take care of our wounded. We bury them. In other words, if people, if someone's hurting, we don't reach down and say, brother, we don't have the attitude of the Good Samaritan. You know, we have the attitude of, he must have done something wrong and sinned. I knew they'd get him. By the way, the last guy that made a sarcastic comment to me about that a number of years ago, I heard he just passed away. I heard he also accepted Jesus at the last moment of his life. It wasn't about me. I'm just saying, I've heard that.
If you really were telling the truth, you'd be dead.
Not if God's keep me alive because he called me to tell the truth.
You and Hagman, all you're doing is having a scheme.
Having a scheme? Millions of people around the world listen to us. Hundreds of thousands of people. Those aren't exaggerations. All liars go into the lake of fire. I've been on talk radio 26 years. And I don't want to number how many because that's God's business. But I can tell you this. It's not assumption. It's not presumption. Because the abandoned out there in the world, they're hearing the message of the gospel. There isn't a puke pit. There isn't a money pit. We're not shaking anybody up and down. We're shaking their theology, maybe, or their false beliefs. But people are coming to Jesus. They said, thank you, guys. And they always put Doug, and they always put me, and I don't mind, and Doug doesn't mind it. They say, thank you, guys. It isn't a one-man show. It was God that raised up Doug Hagman. I didn't. It wasn't Doug that raised me up. It was Jesus. Who is it that raises anybody from the dead? It's Jesus. So here's the deal. How long will the people who claim to be followers of Jesus Christ use the word that no longer has any meaning at this point in history, Christian, how long before they get it or do they ever get it? Because Jesus, not me, asked the question, when the Lord returns, will he find faith in the earth? I know my response to him. I've told you all I've responded. I said, Lord, if you're asking me that question, that doesn't sound very good. You know? And I mean, that's my response. I don't know. I know one thing. I'm not going to contend with Almighty God. I'm going to obey. I'm going to the best of my ability, do what I say what I mean. People are, what people don't understand, United States citizens. I don't have a gun right handy. I mean, I got one, but I have to go on a screen to grab it. But they've got a gun to our head. They've got a gun coming down on top, underneath. Doug, never in the history of the world, and I know a lot about it, and especially ancient history and prehistory, have people been told what they're going to do to you, how they're going to do it, put everything in place to do it, and people go, you know?
They tell us what they're going to do to us. We don't believe them, and they laugh at us for not believing them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, God speaking. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Not because God, destroyed means you're done, toast, finito, shh, gone, and I pray to heaven, but because they reject it. Jesus said, when you come into one city or you go into a city, speak the words of life, preach the gospel. And to those that won't, see, we can't shake the dust off our feet, Doug, but to those that won't listen, shake the dust out and go on to the next city. So many lives out there in that are listeners. There are people right now, multitudes, and the valley of decision for the day of the Lord is at hand. We're talking a global war that's going to come. Don't kid yourself that anything's simmering down. If anything, it's becoming worse. Nobody wants to run tanks in a mud field. Just when you thought maybe there's some rationale, somebody speaks up and says, we're going to nuke Russia. You know, I tell people this. You want to count on the Defense Department that's run by that guy. Hey, you know, what's a couple million Ukrainians to us? Hey, at the end of the day, we just shake hands and have a few beers, and we just had our Thelma and Louise moment. That guy, I pray he has a convertible. I pray that, you know, he just goes in his convertible with that statement into eternity, happily. I do. Because if that's as lackadaisical of men and women whose lives are on the line, basically at the end of the day, it's just, you know, one big party, killing party. And I don't believe that's quoted out of context in any way, shape, or form. That's why I sent it to you too, Doug. Mm-hmm. But I think what's problematic is this, is that you bringing up and timely, that was the most perfect time to show the recruitment poster. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you this. This is not 1776. This is not skirmish lines against the British. We are having to deal with traitors from within our government wanting us dead, traitors hired by our government wanting us dead, standing armies within the borders of the United States. A lot of Chinese here, 750,000 of them. 1.5 million Canada, 1.2 million Mexico. Venezuela, the most, how should I say this, overlooked. It's almost like nobody knows Venezuela is, you know, really close to the Gulf Coast. Rumors coming in right now, Doug, as I'm talking to you on the podcast, that there's going to be a gas shortage. When this stuff happens, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be so, how should I say this, beyond anybody's imagination that you'll be dumbstruck, you'll be awestruck, and most people will freeze in their tracks. That's why I'm saying this. I'm going to say this right now. Based on if I can, qualified, and I will tell you, I've got it from two or three different sources that, and I can't put up Hal's private stuff, nor would I. I honor his request. I will tell you point blank, it's valid. And if it's valid, then I'm saying this, those of you who are headed, you'll know what I mean by this, to South Dakota or wherever you're headed to, I would make sure you're headed there by the end of May. I would. Maybe we can squeeze it in the first week in June, maybe even the second week in June. But now, Doug, I have a real date in my mind, and I'm going to pray about it. I'm going to say, Lord, would it be unusual that June 27th is a kickoff date? I never thought of that before in my life. I'm not saying that's true. I'm just saying that's something I'll ponder and pray over, you know? It is so problematic and, how do I say this, disheartening that we're all spectators. Let me give and I know nothing about sports, Doug, okay? So, but I do know this, that they have football coliseums. I'm not that ignorant, you know? And they have, you know, sports arenas, soccer arena and everything, but imagine this. Imagine the seating capacity of the arena, 50,000, some places, I guess, in Europe or South America, maybe 100,000. And everybody's watching the center stage. And they have some music, but what's noticing is people are coming out. They're being shot. They're being hung. They're being beheaded. More rock music playing. Do-do-do-do-do. Oh, they've got all the graphics. They've got all the lighting effects. This is a production. But as the hours, it'll be billed as something like Woodstock, only it'll go on for however many hours it takes. But people start to notice the bleachers are emptying. Remember that guy that wore that stupid hat? The hat's on the ground with his head. Pretty soon people figure it out. They've been brought to their own execution, being entertained all the way. And that's the only metaphor and the only way I can even begin to describe it. The mainstream media is telling you they're going to do that. Everybody's telling you what's coming. We stay silent. Well, what can I do? You can start to at least do whatever, but begin to pray. God, give me somebody to talk to about Jesus. And that might be the most important person in God's plan. And I can tell this to you. It will be specific judgment on specific places. The East Coast and their cold indifference to the living God is even having sub-seasonal cold as we speak, especially up into the Atlantic seaboard. The West is having a mega drought. And one of the prophecies I gave, I don't know which one it's in that list of them, same time period, God said, because the West burns with its insatiable appetite for lust, I will judge it with whatever, burning fires, etc. And so we're seeing that. But ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know, the day comes that your life will stand still. And I'm telling you, it wouldn't surprise me to see it could be as early as this June. 10 days of darkness, according to the White Hats. All I can say is, what are they? Who are they? Those are the indefinite, the undefined people that have told you everything was going to change. Trust the plan, the QAnon people said. One of the most famous and a brilliant man who I know, his personal friend that Alex has on his show, said he wouldn't come on again if Donald Trump wasn't going to be inaugurated as president. Steve P. I sat for hours and hours and hours. We had lunch. We had dinner together. We were friends. We're still friends. But what happened to all that? What I'm trying to say, Doug, is God's people will believe anything and anyone, but they don't believe God when he told us how it's all going to play out. Can you answer that one for me? Because when I tell people, take it to the Lord in prayer, take it to the Lord in prayer. Look, I'm on record, ladies and gentlemen, 28 years ago talking about this stuff. I'm on record a dozen books ago, 25 years ago, talking about this stuff, terminated. I'm on record, and obviously those who keep records know, but you should thank the Lord that God has kept Doug Hagman's platform up, and thank all of you who have donated, and thank all of you who bought the Alien PDF by your support of Doug for $50.
Amen.
And some more than that. And again, it just becomes very problematic, Doug, that people do not get the perspective and the lateness of the hour that's among us. And I got to be honest with you. I do not believe they will. I believe it's not the end is near. I believe the end is here. There's nothing. Hey, as a Christian, that's good news. But it's bad news if your only life is now, your best life now. That was a lie from the pit of hell. How many people will end in hell due to the seductive nature of that statement? Our best life isn't here now. By the grace of God, we get to be with the Lord forever and ever and ever. The worst life for eternity is where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth, and the worm dieth not in hell. And please spare me the diatribe of, hell's not real. You know, to all of you out there, well-meaning people, the only reason you send me all of your stuff trying to deny hell is because you think you've assuaged your fears. Go on YouTube and listen to some of the testimonies. Not all of them are true, maybe, but there's enough that the preponderance of evidence would tell you. And by the way, I saw hell. I was literally cast into hell because I couldn't believe. I never saw the devil. I never saw any. I heard the screams of the damned. I was able to sense the hopelessness. It was like being in black tar, and the tar was in me. And I screamed, stop! And the Lord, literally back into my knees, I was on my knees praying, weeping. And my prayer was, Doug, honestly, God, show me if hell's real. I can't believe it is. This is after seeing Jesus. Well, I guess God got my attention on that issue. So I can say with some authority, you don't want to go there. The sound of the cacophony, that's the better word, if you will, a symphony of the damned, of total hopelessness, total despair, total agony is what is there. Churches didn't want to preach about hell because they wanted everybody to, oh, let's just get along to go along. Let's just go along so I can get along into your pocketbook or your, what do you call it, wallet. I do lay the blame at the feet of the American clergy that sold out our King Jesus and abandoned the glory of God for mammon. I do. Obviously, I'm not going to be welcomed at the let's get along with the world, hug a bunch, nor would I go to such a place. But the thing is that, Doug, it's getting late. Don't you have, and take this because I need to take a glass of water, but don't you have a sense of almost like it's building, but then it's like you see the brick wall coming and you know you're going to hit it. Your brakes are out, so you're bracing for impact, I guess is the only way I could describe it.
It's very well stated. And I think that, I think people tuning into this broadcast and listening to us on satellite radio, you know, I can understand how you feel too much information overload. Sometimes it's even hard to believe your own eyes, what you're seeing through your own eyes. There was a saying here that I just want to kind of add on to, because this is part of it too. This applies to Christians. This applies to, in my view, this applies to anyone with a thought, you know, anyone who's thinking. It was during the Revolutionary War that men gave up their lives for what they believed in. Now men won't even take off a mask. Okay, so the reason I said that to combine it with what Steve Quayle said is because I think that shows where we're at as a believers, as activists, if you want to call us that, as purveyors of information, because self-censorship is evident throughout multiple platforms. So, yes. Yes, I think right now the time is now. Everything is happening. And I just want to add one critical update. What you said earlier, Steve, about Rudy Giuliani, I just want to provide this in real time. Federal investigators did execute a search warrant of Rudy Giuliani's apartment in New York City, in Manhattan. And this was a federal warrant. And the reason that they gave was for foreign agent registration violations, FARA violations, and his, whatever you want to call it, his lobbying for foreign agent or lobbying as a foreign agent. Now, understand, Kerry can do it, others can do it, but no, this is political payback. And also understand this, they took all of his devices, including and especially his computers and such. Now, I know for a fact that he's got the Hunter Biden hard drive. I wonder if hey, others have that hard drive too, wink, wink, nod, nod. So I just wonder if he's going to get charged with possession of, child pornography, while the creator of the child pornography, you know, gets offered a teaching position. Just asking. So that's where we're at today. I just wanted to throw that in there. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, again, Doug, and here's something I want to share something. Somebody said, well, how do you know the duffel bag is a real site? I don't, okay? And I just want to tell you, I don't, you know. Somebody sent me an email saying it's tough when you can't tell, and they're not obviously hearing this broadcast, but it's hard to tell when something's real and something is so close to truth, you can't distinguish it. So I want to go on record as saying, I assume it was real, but what is, if it isn't, I'll say it wasn't real, but my attitude towards everything I've said about the Defense Department making war on the white patriots, that's true. Everything I said about the attitude of of, what is it called, inclusiveness, which you showed the Russian what video clip from is true. So if it turns out, and I don't know this, that the duffel bag isn't true, but it's the mockery of the underlying truth. So I apologize. If I did not check that the duffel bag was true, in other words, it's like the, I didn't know if it was the Babylon Bee or the Onion, but what's problematic is the fact that it's so close to the statements he's made. Whoever wrote it, if it isn't true, is very clever. And even as satire, you can say more in satire than you can say outright anymore. Because remember, satire, just like puppet shows on the medieval stage, it was the only way they could express in those days the contempt or the, if you will, mockery of the king and not have their heads chopped off. So I don't know, Doug. I just want to make this statement because I just got an email, not related to this, but saying it's tough. It's tough when people can no longer tell satire from reality, as everything the underlying satire is saying seems to be true. So I don't know. I just wanted to put that in there. I don't know.
Well, I think the totality of evidence that we have, the evidence that we can verify, even if that was sent or posted as satire, the totality of evidence that we have shows that it's not. So maybe the piece is, but the components that comprise the piece certainly isn't. We've verified it. We verified it through the various sources. And, you know, the other part, too, you talk about satire not being able to, you know, tell sometimes. You know, the Daily – well, okay, there are many publications out there that post fake news deliberately and with the intent to deceive. And, you know, it's kind of funny. No one goes, very few go after those publications. Yet, you know, hey, we happen to, you get my drift. In other words, it doesn't really matter. I think that the accuracy of the information is there. I think it warrants being stated. And, hey, if you have a problem with that, go after some publications that deliberately post misinformation, disinformation, and outright contemptible, damnable lies. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, the major networks would fit into that category. So, but I want people to understand something. The military is making war against patriots. It's making war. Even the DHS, which was a real article yesterday, making statements, they're going to weed out anybody that may be politically conservative. You know, by inference, Christians. They want everybody in authority not to have any conscience, so they'll do whatever they're commanded to do. So, ladies and gentlemen, remember this. Police states are ripe for communist takeovers. And all I'm trying to say, Doug, and I am absolutely on record as saying this, and you are too, we cannot say we didn't know what was going to come when it was so plain for all to see. Alternate news came under attack because we were saying, oh, conspiracy theory. People who use the term can't even define a conspiracy to me. It's two or more people agreeing ahead of time as to a logical or a plot plan or scheme outcome, usually illegal. That's a conspiracy. Well, freedom of the press was a Bill of Rights. In our Constitution, we have certain guarantees, but those don't count anymore. So when you hear someone say, well, that can't do that, it's unconstitutional, they've done it. To quote Henry Kissinger, the illegal we do instantly, the unconstitutional we do over time. So right now, we have seen over time the literal fulfillment of that word of Henry Kissinger. The amount of data, and again, I want to make it clear, the purpose of so much misinformation, disinformation, and I want to share this too. Hal Turner sent me an email the other day. Doug, can you take it right away and have Eric mute me? This is important.
Sure. Not a problem. All right. So.
Hello?
Okay. Can you mute him? There we go. Is he muted? All right. Perfect. All right. Just want to revisit this little ditty. And again, earlier today, Rudy Giuliani's apartment was raided by FBI agents. And I just, again, just to push this through, you know, it's the Stasi of America today. Biden, the Joe Biden's, the left, the regime of the left, delivering a lot of payback. And, you know, he's not going to be the last one. And I wouldn't be surprised, too, if they didn't raid Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago property as well, or even his New York. I would say New York, but Mar-a-Lago, too. But this, it's an interesting little ditty here. Lisa Monaco appears to be one of the part of the Department of Justice that authorized this raid, this seizure. Now, Lisa Monaco, does that name ring any bells, folks? I've talked about Lisa Monaco now for, I don't know, a couple of years. How about the FISA abuse scandal or the FISA abuse criminal activity? That's right. All right. As a matter of fact, this is getting a lot of traction currently now on social media. By the way, I don't want to overtake Steve's time, so just, what's that?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Steve, I didn't want to overtake your time. No worries. You're back with me, right? Okay, go ahead.
Well, Doug, I just checked, and I want people to understand this. And listen, the Duffel Bag or blog is the first and only online parody news organization focused on the U.S. military and veterans, helping advance critical thinking in national security. So it is exactly, it's satire. But
mission accomplished.
Also,
mission accomplished.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's satire, but they want veterans and the military to think critically about national security. So, you know, at the first part of the show, I didn't know that. At the second part, I was able to correct it. It's not about being right, but the attitudes and the platitudes within U.S. military and now carried into everything. You will see a purge if it hasn't already taken place. Of anybody who's a constitutionalist, anybody who believes in the Bill of Rights, all the 72 categories of the enemies of the state. And ladies and gentlemen, what they do with enemies of the state, they kill us. And so, you know, where is, and this is, maybe I'm missing it, Doug. I truly could be. But where am I missing the fact that everybody's basically being put into a sight, a sniper sight, and, you know, just waiting for the trigger to be pulled? And we had all the warning, we had all of the scorning, we had all of the offsets, we had everything. And yet nobody paid attention. And if they did pay attention, they went along to get along.
Yeah.
I don't understand the attitude. Well, and I don't get it. And when I say this, obviously I understand seduction. I understand all this stuff. And again, I want people to understand it. And let's do this too at the beginning, and I know we can edit this, but just, you know, just a little bit. Just have Eric put that up. Duffel Bag is a first and only parody. I'll send it to him just so people understand. It's not that that stuff was, what I'm trying to say is this. Satire has its place. And by putting in the satire, my guess is whoever wrote it is very well in the know. And they had to hide, and I'm just, this is how it works in this world, hide their true identity. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and you know, it, to me, all right, it, regardless of the description of the site, the whole is, in this case, is not necessarily equal to the sum of its parts. The sum of the parts is much greater than the whole. So yeah, the website, the source in this case, really is meaningless when you look at the actual evidence, the actual documentation, the actual statements, the actual verified, reported intent of those people involved in our military. And that Russian propaganda video, that wasn't edited. Those people, that's real. That's the real thing. So, yeah, you know, folks, get over it. You know, I mean, and if you know what, Steve, if people can't, this is what I think, if people can't see what's really taking place, you know, we had an election that was stolen. We have the installation of a puppet, Mr. Marbles, in office. You have Obama's strings, Obama pulling the strings on Biden and heels up Harris. You've got somebody else behind, many others behind Biden, the globalist structure behind Biden. We're looking at world war now. We're looking at shortages. We're looking at the whole, we're on the fast track to global destruction. And, so in the scheme of things, if people are okay with what they're seeing and it can't help you. But if you want to get tripped up, we'll say on maybe some semantics on the, whatever evidence is presented, even though it's legitimate evidence, but maybe from a satirical site. Hey, can't help you there either. So anyway, go ahead, Steve.
Well, I guess, again, critical thinking. The one military guy sent me the email, and he didn't know I was talking about this. He said, but isn't it a shame you can no longer separate satire from truth? Yeah. And that's just what you just said. So where does this lead, Doug? And this is what I think is really critical for people to understand, is that we're at the time period now that to really do self-assessment. If it's true that all, and I'm putting it if, then, if it's true that the airlines have lost so much money they can't recover, but if it's true that there's going to be a war, then you don't want your aerial assets in the air flying if the missiles are flying. Number two, if it's true that the Venezuelan launching zone against the United States Gulf Coast, and that everybody is waiting for the go signal. I don't know what the go signal is. Then we got a problem on our West Coast, Gulf Coast, and East Coast. And then from the Arctic, where the Russians demonstrated they will launch three. The reason for three submarines surfacing within 300 yards of each other was to show that each one of those submarines had an EMP weapon called the Weapon of Indignation. And with those three weapons, the power goes out, the lights go out. Guess what? Even the Pentagon hasn't effectively prevented that from taking out systems of communication. Doesn't mean they can't communicate. But if you cut off the lights, you cut off the power, you cut off everything, you know where that leaves America, pun intended? That leaves us in an instantaneous world of dark. People, I don't like the dark. I like to go out at night in dark with the night vision and look at UFOs in the sky and stuff, or people that are surveilling my house. But the bottom line is that what's interesting is that if it all goes dark, when it all goes dark, Doug, you and I go dark then. Yep. I mean, we're cut off. From that point, the only thing anybody has is all the information, but then all the information doesn't matter if you don't have a relationship with Jesus. And it's tragic. It's just tragic. It's tragic.
Yeah, it is. It really is. That goes back to what you said, and we've talked about privately, you and I both have been in the position of, when should we pull the plug? Well, like you said, we're not going to have to worry about that. It's going to be pulled for us. And that's becoming increasingly more accurate as we see the censorship, cloud of censorship come over all of us. And, Steve, I just want to say this too, because at the end of the day, I look back and I say, we were screaming, jumping up and down, yelling about censorship and about lawfare and about, it's amazing to me how legal teams can, for example, shut Mike Lindell up about Dominion and other things, the machines, by filing a civil or by filing a suit against them. That's what's we were yelling about that two years ago. So all of this, I guess I mentioned that just to say, there are a lot of kind of thoughts going everywhere here, but all of this to me is just kind of coming together in this crescendo. And I think that what you said about, end of June, that's probably a pretty accurate assessment given the rapid nature of what we're seeing take place right now.
Well, And this is what becomes even more problematic because, you know, again, I want to refer everyone to the Rothschild post. I don't know if you have that. If you don't, I'll send it to Eric, but the Twitter post, it showed him saying, making a statement, Nathan Rothschild, one of the, you know, the heirs of the Rothschild, you know, monstrous fortune. But he did say that, you know, imagine everything changes overnight. And then he posted a close up of gold bullion. Well, what that means to me, not because they sell gold, but what that means to me is this is a heads up, everybody. That because of who he is, that was a message to all who know what that imagery meant, okay? Let me tell you a funny story. Been in precious metals business for 35 years. I told people, contrary to all the accusations against me, but I told people to buy platinum. It was $80 an ounce. Yesterday, it's $3,000 an ounce. Told people to buy platinum when it was $300-$400 an ounce, and now it's $1,300 an ounce, but 8 years ago it was $2,400 an ounce. Told people that, look, I've not seen this problem, this many problems that I've seen in all the years in getting physical materials. Physical materials means gold and silver, bullion and platinum. So I called one of the biggest dealers, probably the fourth or fifth biggest dealer in the world, and said, I want to offer to my clients, I'm in the gold and silver business, want to make it plain to everybody, they know that. But I said, I want to offer them platinum, what do you got? Guess what the answer I got was? Zero. I said to my friend, I said, zero? Well, we might get a couple of 100 ounces in over the next 3 months. Ladies and gentlemen, that's how little product there was in platinum. Silver is still disallocated, meaning that, you know, I have silver. I want to make it clear. I have 500-ounce boxes of increments of Canadian maple leaf, 1 ounce silver coins. They can only be bought in 500, 1,000, 1,500. It's because of shipping and insurance. It has to go that way. That's available. There is no reality in the market pricing. Spot price on silver, $26. Cost to buy maple leaves, $37, $38. Well, that's almost a 50% premium. Absolutely. The price of what dealers pay, for instance, we want to buy a Gold Eagle to sell. A Gold Eagle costs a dealer anywhere from $150 to $160 over spot. Do the math. That's a big premium. And then the dealers want to make their $50 to $100 over an ounce. Because here's the thing, Doug, there will be no gold or silver available when June 11th, 12th hits. Not because of the date of my conference. It's because that the time in between now and June, U.S. Mint is changing designs on its June to the end of the year, 2021, and they don't know how many silver eagles will be available to fill the, if you will, the pipeline. The pipeline empties in a day when the panic is underway. There's a new statement. The pipeline empties in a day when the panic is underway. And I think it's really important that people understand that.
You know, if I can ask this question, well, let's make a statement and ask a question, but right now we're seeing silver roughly about half the January 1980 level, the Hunt brothers. I mean, I don't know how many people remember that whole thing. I think $50, roughly, per ounce. But right now it's my understanding that, every physical ounce of silver has been sold up to roughly 1,000 times. Is that about right?
That is, you handled that right. That's exactly. Here's what people got to understand. This is, I'm going to grab a hand. This is silver, okay? This is silver I have in my hand. These are brilliant uncirculated Kennedy halves, 1964. And then to the people that are signing up for the Branson conference, the DVDs, they get a half. This is about, I'm all tongue-tied now. They get a proof Kennedy 90% silver half dollar. This one cost me more $5 more than this one, and this was 50, 60 bucks the last time silver hit 50 bucks because they're so rare and scarce. So I said that. I want everybody to know these are silver. Pre-64, but when it comes to mint proof coins, a proof coin just simply means you can see the bust of Kennedy right there. I'll try and make it so it doesn't flash or it's tough with the lights and stuff, but it's the best coin you can get. It's the best quality. And so I wanted people that bought the DVDs to have that silver to remind them of the content that was on the DVDs. You know, and I want people to understand this. The time to get silver and gold is coming to an end. I understand I'll be out of that business. Not that I can't sell it. I mean, but at that point, here's how it'll work. Let's say I've got 1,000 ounces of silver. And the bid on the international market is $100 an ounce. It's 100,000. Somebody will see that bid on either the computer screens and say, I'll bid $200 an ounce. We're watching that in the housing market in Bozeman, Montana. Houses that are, you know, used to go for $379,000, three bedroom, two bath. Now the average price, $699,000 in town. We're seeing that in building supplies. I saw an ad where one guy had a truckload of OSB board, I think 140 bucks a sheet, and he wanted to trade his OSB board, and I forget how many pallets it was, but he thought it was worth a $60,000, $70,000 brand new Ford F-150. This is a real incident. I'm not making this up. So what I want people to understand is this. What happens when there is no online banking? Seriously, what happens? What happens when overnight, and there's so many financial analysts and these guys, I mean, I get 100 of their emails a day, no exaggeration. You know, are you ready for the great reset? They got to take it digital so they can control even your access. Do you think a Christian's going to have access to a digital ability to exist? Uh-uh. Do you think they don't want to steal everything? They, the globalists, the Illuminists, the resetists, they don't want to steal everything you, I, all of us have? Of course they do. They don't want some of it. They don't want most of it. They want all of it. And that's what I'm trying to make people understand. For those of you who are saying, oh, I'll just take a vacation, you probably won't. Well, I've already paid for my tickets. Tough. The point is that it's no longer party time. It's survival time. It means that the times are getting so different. It's never been like this before. That's what Jesus said. He said it would never be like this ever again. And except the days be shortened, there'd be no flesh left alive. We're seeing the vaccine, which is no vaccine. We're seeing it pushed off as a vaccine. We're seeing all of the disclaimers, unproven, the people coming down with it afterwards, people who are taking first and second. I mean, the horrible side effects, if there were a half dozen of those in the old days, they would have stopped the injections immediately. There are cases of that. But now, I guess what I'm saying, Doug, I'm saying, come on, Steve, make it clear. That's what's going on in my head. I've never seen such willful cooperation with our own death and destruction while pausing the video game console, pausing to have to think, well, what happens if I go on that cruise and I can't get back? I'm not picking on the cruise industry. I can't go to Europe unless I have a vaccine passport. I want everybody to turn the whole argument and look at it from a different way. What if all of the people that are being vaccinated and traveling, what if those are the effect of the infectons that I warned about so many years ago, 20 years ago? What about if they're infecting and the incorrect term is shedding? The correct term is transmitting the mutagenic variants of CV19. You hear what I'm saying, Doug?
Very important distinction, yes.
Yeah, if only they who have had the vaccines and are the most dangerous people are being given, what would you say, free access to the rest of the world? This sounds to me like a science fiction plot. Oh, yes, by the way, it was. Bruce Willis was in the movie. The ramifications that are staggering. Staggering. And I guess even going one step further, for those of you who do not, and there's a leftist professor, and I don't know the guy's name, but he's calling for basically the Christians who don't take the vaccine to be called enemies of the state. Well, good night. They've only nailed us and called us that every which way but loose. But he's calling, ladies and gentlemen, he's calling for the ostracization, the ultimate elimination. You only ostracize until you have the power to make it good. Doug, every Trump supporter should be so furious. Every person who's a conservative, a homeschooler, constitutional, and anybody in the military who took the oath and takes it serious. And I know guys in the military, and they're as serious in their oath as those who made them pledge allegiance to a former president who's no longer there but controls the Democratic Party from behind the scenes. What is wrong with us as a people? What is wrong with us? And I asked Jesus this. I said, Lord, all we like sheep have gone astray, but Lord, do we have to, you know, jump merrily on our way to the slaughterhouse? I please help me, Doug, on this. I do not know how to counteract someone who's willingly ready to go to their grave, but not before they send us to our grave, being in control of the information dispersion to the majority of Christians worldwide. I'm talking about the mainstream churches. I'm at, hey, for me, on Doug's show, for once, I'm at a loss for words. I don't know what more could I have done. I'm serious.
I think that's the wrong question, though, Steve. I think what the globalists, what the Luciferians, in this case, I would say Luciferians, what they have done is they have caused such a delusion over the population. And I think that we're actually fighting not common sense, not facts, but we're fighting a cult. We're fighting a worship to a globalist god, small g. That's what I think. And that's the reason why, because I look at messenger boards and forums and I see, well, you know, my husband had the vaccine. This is an example, took the vaccine and he was sick for, you know, 17 days and he grew an arm out of his butt and he smelled like sulfur for, you know, 24 hours. I'm joking, but you get the idea. And then the next sentence is, I can't wait to get mine. Okay. If it means getting back to normal, and then however, normal has been redefined by those people in power. So the delusion is so great that that's what I think the issue is. It's not what more could we have done. I think we've done everything we could. You've done everything. It's the people have just grown cold to facts and truth and God.
Yeah, and I think that's the best answer. Thank you. Because again, I basically need to be shocked back into the how do I say this, where people are and try and move them to where they need to be. The only place I would tell people to go first and foremost, if you're looking for a change in location, is to your knees or walk and pray. Walk and pray until the Lord says, sit down, now I'll speak. I walk and pray because I feel like I'm at least in motion. I also walk and pray because late at night, I like to know what's going on, since some people like to make sure I know they're there late at night. That's not melodrama. That's not, that really happens. I can't say that. I was going to say something is a two-way street, but anyway, you know, here's the thing, Doug, never, and this is the thing, if God were to ask all of his people that go to an early death, why did you just lay down and die? Probably the honest one would say, because I want to get out of the world, want to go to heaven. But do you realize, I'm just in a dialogue, what I had planned for you had you stood up against the evil? Dr. Sherry Timpenny made this statement. She said, Christians are more afraid of the CV-19 than they are of the living God. She's absolutely correct. She also said that fear rules all response to the vaccine by even those who are the spokesmen in the, you know, the highest ranking Christian spokesman in the world. Fear. Or is it fortune? When I'll tell you what I think it is. I think it's fortune. I think that the biggest ministries that are promoting it are afraid they'll have their tax status called or, you know, done away with or whatever. There's a hammer over their head to make them want to comply, which makes me think, do you really believe what you preached all those years? Do you really believe what you taught all those years? If the focus is to be on the family, then why would anyone want to commit any of their family members to the known ramifications of everything from paralysis to the effect of cerebral palsy to the prionized Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease to the uncontrollable shaking? I'm not making fun. It breaks my heart every time I see that woman. I pray for her. But Doug, at the end of the day, the Satanists have the power because the devil knows the power is what keeps the Satanists tied to him. The Christians forfeited their power. Jesus said, I've given you power and authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over I've given you power to tread on the serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. But very few people want to step on scorpions. And I'm talking not like snake handling. I'm just talking in the sense of take that authority. When the church that called itself the church abdicated its spiritual authority and responsibility, then just as the Star-Spangled Banner, or just as even the Pledge of Allegiance to the former flag of the disunited states of America. Remember when's the last time you heard the Pledge of Allegiance? You know, I don't know when I've heard the last time, but, and to the once great republic for which it stood, when it was one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. Now we are a divided nation. There is no liberty. There is no justice. And a house divided against itself can't stand. So what's interesting to me is how we allowed even the communists to tear down our history. The communists to come across our border. The communists in our government making our laws. Communists who are senators. Communists who are congressmen and women. Right before our eyes, you're the people they despise. Give them enough money, give them enough cash. They make sure you, American taxpayer, end up in the trash. And it'll happen in a flash, in an instant of time. And Doug, that's what's tragic about dealing with all these political slime. A haiku by Eskew. Probably not a haiku. A haiku is the Chinese came, paid off Congress, they win. You know, I mean, here, but see, it doesn't matter. When treason's in season, there is no reason.
True.
How, and somebody said, you're knocking yourself up, Quayle. to try and deal with crazy people. I said, they're not all crazy, to the person who said that. But I said, I understand what you're saying. I also understand that there's no blood on my hands, none whatsoever. But those who criticize you, Doug, or me, or all of us they criticize, were telling people the truth a quarter of a century. Most people, if they're fortunate, live three quarters of a century. I'm about hitting five years away from three quarters of a century. But the point is that, you know, we're at this time. Here's another question. I'm being almost, I guess you'd say, reflective now. How can you, Doug Hagman, me, Steve Quayle, Russ Dizdar, God bless him, Dave Hodges, Alex Jones, Mike Adams, Daniel Holdings, all the speakers, Lisa Haven. I tell her every time I see her, talk to her, I say, man, I wish I had whatever you're taking for energy. And it's called youth, okay? But the point is that how can any of us care more for people who don't care if they live or die? But more importantly, they don't care if anybody lives or dies. I'm interested in ministering, talking, sharing, pouring my heart out into people who've been baptized in water, not battery acid, okay? I mean, I have dealt with people who have claimed to be believers, but I'm telling you what, if you went to their house to have tea and they opened their mouth, the spoon would dissolve in the tea. That's how acidic their tongues are. So where we're at today, ladies and gentlemen, and again, it's the 28th of April, the conference, True Legends Conference, which is again, ladies and gentlemen, coming up on the 11th and 12th of June. It is a virtual conference. Obviously, it will have been pre-recorded. Extinction protocols, globalists to initiate tribulations. They're in their own words bringing the end to it all. You, as a human being, are the most despised and hated individual in the world, in their eyes. You must be destroyed. Christian Westbrook, the Ice Age farmer. Man, Doug and I were blessed to have him on the show.
Yep.
The man is absolutely phenomenal. And he knows what he's talking about. Catherine Austin Fitz, my favorite statement about Catherine Austin Fitz and the brilliance and the understanding and the wisdom, I really believe her last name fits her. She gives the globalist sheer fits. And I'm so glad she's a speaker. Gary Haven doesn't pull any punches. He's gonna give it, you know, like it needs to be given. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, we're blessed. We're blessed to be able to have her and what she's done. God bless her. She's fought for the human race and for people that were just signing up by fear, taking an unproven injection of what I would call medical madness into their bodies, the temple of the Holy Ghost, which God says who destroys the temple, he will destroy. Oh, and by the way, Bill Gates just announced, I think, or maybe it was an older story that came across, that he mentioned, and even the military's mentioned, a vaccine to take away God consciousness from humans. Did you see that, Doug?
Yeah, I did. I'm not sure if I read the word vaccine yes, but I saw that. Yes. Go ahead.
Mike Adams. Mike made the most profound statement to those who are always talking about removing the carbon footprint. They want to kill photosynthesis. You kill photosynthesis, you kill humans. Ladies and gentlemen, when you hear carbon footprint, let me tell you what that means in Illuminati Luciferian talk. That means the end of human beings, to be replaced by a Luciferian construct, a synthetic entity inhabited by evil spirits. Since Egon von Geiertz, nobody in the world is smarter than Egon, and what's going on in the gold silver market? gold Switzerland, and he knows, I'll tell you this, I don't think anybody in the world knows more movers and shakers in the world than Egon. I don't believe there is anybody. Lisa Haven, Paul Begley. I said, Paul, I love him because, you know, when I go on his show, he opens his own shows. Are you serious? And I always open my statement to him. Paul, I couldn't be any more serious. I said, let it go. Dave Hodges, man, his articles are so thought-provoking. I said the same thing to Dave. Let it go. Daniel Holdings, again, a phenomenal. Look, he's my friend, but I know bright people. He is. He's the only one of a cadre of Christian repeaters. Donald Trump's going to win. I'm not making fun of Donald Trump. I'm saying, wait a minute, you know what Daniel said? No, he's not. I mean, I'm telling you, he was on record.
Yeah.
So this is the best, this is the most, how do I say this, in-depth group of people. And you can go to and purchase your tickets now. Again, live streaming means that the speakers speak specifically at given time slots, but you can go back and read any, or watch, not read, you can go back and watch any presentation. Mine is going to be different. I'm going to be talking about the glyptionary, the ancient symbols, and how listen, they're talking about the end times in those things. 300,000 man hours, 15 men around the world, donating their time. It would be $20-50 million project if I had to pay for it. But they said, the Lord told me to help you, Steve. I don't even know their names. See, when God wants something done, now why is this being done? Because Doug, the Vatican and the people are meeting, what I think next week, to basically talk behind closed doors on how to bring about excuse me, the alien savior. I literally know a person, I met him in Bozeman, who's related to someone that is responsible for writing the television news broadcasting scripts to announce the alien presence. Not UFOs, not, you know, well, 100 years from now we'll have our first encounter. That's so much Bravo Sierra that they ought to just quit using that, acronym. And I think they should use mine, you know, bullshit, S-H-E-E-T. Just kidding. The point being is that while we're talking about all this craziness, these, the most powerful, religious, and financially wealthy people are talking about how to hear on the daily news. Well, we have reports of the aliens landing. That's the reports that are being asked to be written. I couldn't know that. Guess what? I didn't have to go anyplace for that. Someone came here. How do I know? I know their family. How do I know? I know their bona fides. How do I know? Astonishing how God moves the people in to tell me what I need to know to tell your listeners. And again, ladies and gentlemen, because we're coming up to the top of the hour, I want to thank you for your support for Doug, his Amen. Platform. Thank those of you who are his patrons. Thank you, our Patreons. Thank you for those of you who have supported me these years, my books, videos. But I want you to know something. There is no doubt in my mind after this conference, things will kick into high gear. And I can't say, thus saith the Lord, I wouldn't say it, because he didn't say that. But the June 27th date is interesting to me, because 28 years ago, when God gave me that word that Doug opened the program with today. And again, God bless each and every one of you. And remember, satire always has at its core level, the things being said that they couldn't say, especially if their lives were forfeit, if they came around and said it. As Colonel so-and-so, General so-and-so. So, Doug, thank you so much, and bless you.
Steve, thank you so very much. God bless you, my friend. We'll be talking later. Folks, please sign up for the Gen 6 conference. Because I'll tell you what, it's going to just make your socks go up and down when you hear the information, and really watch the speakers. You saw Ice Age Farmer, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and others on this show, and everyone speaking has been at least a guest on our show at least once, if not more. So, all right, folks, that'll do it for me. May God bless each and every one of you. Thank you so much for your support. Until tomorrow. Good night.